Hey guys, and welcome back to the channel, or welcome back to the Unleashed podcast if you're listening on the potty. If you're new here, my name is Cassie Amber and I'm a plant-based holistic nutritionist, but I chat all things nutrition, lifestyle, natural living, holistic health, business, the works. I thought this would be an excellent time to do a bit of a life audit and take you along with me, because it's something I've been diving into over the last couple of weeks. It's nothing new, people do this kind of thing all the time, but the timing has just felt really right, like with the way we're coming into spring and the weather's warming up. And we held a photo shoot at my house recently. I live with my partner and he's a photographer, so these girls booked a shoot, so we had to get it ready to the standard of like a show home, like in our room, like cleaning it so it's like brand new, like fresh sheets, not a speck of dust. And we spent the day deep cleaning the whole house, and then just sitting in it after, we're like, wow, we just feel so energized and nice, and it's so nice to have just everything organized and all the bits of clutter like put away. And also recently I've like gone through my wardrobe, cleared all that out, like deep cleaned the bathroom, cleaned every cupboard. I cleared out the pantry, the fridge, all those kinds of things. So I've also been doing more life audit stuff as well, with thinking about where we're currently at with our goals and how to finish off the year strong. So I've got quite a few ideas that I want to chat to you about. I think you'll find this super helpful. It's really good to be intentional and kind of have a list of things to go through and just have a really clear head on how you can finish the year strong. I actually keep my goals, I'm going to turn them around, but I keep my goals on two bits of paper printed out, and I put them on top, like on the wall of my work desk, so I stare at them every day. And I just took them off the wall because I thought things have changed a bit and it's probably time for a bit of a refresher. Like, I'm not in the same place as last New Year's. It's been we're in the 10th month now, so yeah, it's been like 9 months kind of thing though, so it doesn't really make sense still to like keep the same goals if things aren't quite aligned, or I'm not in the same position, or things have just shifted a little bit. And most people would wait till New Year's to make the New Year's resolutions, and now everything is going to change in their lives. But I really want you to think, what can you start doing now to start becoming that person and implementing those little things now and becoming clear on the new direction, so that when New Year's hits, yes, you can make a new one for the year ahead, but you would have already started and you would have cleared up the rest of the things from this year that you wanted to complete. Before we get into it, I'll just give a little bit of a life update. Also, if you like videos about this kind of thing, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And I've been actually really good with keeping up with the weekly episodes lately, so I'm very proud of myself for that. So stay tuned every week for a fresh new topic to keep you on your game, help change your perspective on things, share my knowledge. And I've also got some other guests that I'm going to be bringing on as well. I've got another interview tomorrow morning. This will be published by the time that happens, but I'm interviewing a dietitian who has very similar views on food and self-love and views on your body and intuitive eating and also plant-based health. So I followed her for a little while, so I think she'll have some really valuable things to share. So don't forget to stay tuned for next week. So subscribe so you can get notified, and also connect with me on socials at Cassie Amber Wellness on TikTok and Instagram. So first up, a little bit of a life update. I've been thinking about a lot of the things that I'm grateful for and just reflecting on the year as a whole. It has been, I would say, a tough year. A lot of trauma work, a lot of personal development and business growth. I'd say like learning about actual strategy and getting clear on the direction. I worked with a business coach for 8 weeks. And there's been some people that I've been following online very closely who I look up to, and like seeing what they're doing and like just really feeling inspired by them. So it's been a big year of mental growth and really thinking about where I want to go and letting go of old negative patterns and making peace with my past. I'll go into that a little bit later. But I was really also reflecting on friendships. I am so introvert and I was bullied at high school as well. Like, I only ever had one friend. Like, I've had the same best friend since I was 11 years old, and like we always wanted to be part of the popular kids group, and like sometimes I could hang out with one of them like on her own on a Saturday, but we just like never fit in, and like we were both bullied bad. She actually got like beaten up outside school, like on the road, and had to go to hospital from like a gang of people. And I've always had issues like all through uni, like just never really clicked with people and just always found it hard, I guess. And also being shy doesn't help people also take me the wrong way because they told me this as well, like I'll come into a room and because I'm so shy and socially anxious, I'll keep to myself and like look around, but people think that I think I'm too good for everyone, like, oh, I don't want to talk to them, or they think it comes across as bitchy or something like that. But it's, yeah, it's just actually my personality until I slowly start to open up to people. So I've never actually had this many friends because during COVID I moved to Yeppoon for 2 years and it was a very different demographic, like lots of mums and families and not really anyone my age, not really anyone with the same interests. So when I moved to Australia, it took me 11 months to make one friend. And by the end of the 2 years, I might have had like 4 or 5. But now I've got friends all over the place. And I was just thinking, I'm really grateful to have people that are very chill. Because I was thinking, I did a bit of socializing over the long weekend and had a friend come over and we made vegan wraps. And then another friend came over and we had a wine the second night. And a lot of friends probably they require a lot of effort. Like if you don't see them for months, they'll be like, oh, why haven't you talked to me? Or get offended. Or one friend said, like, if she hangs out with another friend, then that friend is like, oh, well, why are you seeing her but not me? It's like, you gotta try to divide your time between everyone. And I'm not that social anyway, but this has been a big year of hustling behind the scenes, lots of hours on my computer, lots of strategy work, really trying to improve the things that I'm doing, like improve the products that I'm putting out there, improve my social media content, even my content creation, like with the YouTube videos. The last one I edited it to make it okay, but like the last 4 videos, every single time something's gone wrong, like one whole video was out of focus, and then the other one I used a new filming software that goes with my microphone app and it's like glitching like I'm having a seizure. So I just had to like upload it and add a snippet saying like, you can go listen on the podcast link below, but just to still keep it on YouTube to like keep all the episodes together kind of thing. And then the one before that, there was something wrong. And then today I tried with the cameras and I don't know how to use them. I don't know what lens is which. It's very stressful for me trying to get out of my comfort zone, and I didn't know what cords to connect to the monitor, and then like I was probably fiddling around for about an hour, like just trying to up level the content game, and like still can't do it, like I don't know. So I've just been doing lots of stuff like this. Like every time you do something you get better at it though. So I wrote that in my email newsletter, like 4 ways I failed at my YouTube in the last month. Like every time I made a video, this was wrong, then this was wrong, then this was wrong. So every time, even though it sucks and I want to cry and I get really overwhelmed, I don't want to try anything new again. Like, nah, stuff this. What am I even doing this for anyway? Like, I'm really trying to work on my self-talk. Now I know, oh, well, like I had to contact the Rode thing to see why the software is making my whole video glitchy like I'm having a seizure. Is it something in the settings? Is it like a tech issue? I don't know. And then the next time you film, you fix something else. And the next time you film, you get a little bit better at that. So it's just applying that kind of principle to everything in your life. I never knew how to do hip thrusts or deadlifts and couldn't activate the right muscles. So the more you do it, like, man, I hate hip thrusts, but I'm gonna go to the gym today and just do it. So then I'll do it, and then the next time I would get the form a little bit better, and then I'll get a little bit stronger. And I'm not lifting like anywhere near the girls that do the same bodybuilding show as me, but I'm probably lifting almost double what I did maybe at the start of the year. So that's a big win. I would double the amount of weights added, not including the bar, but that's still a big win. So even though things can be hard stepping out of your comfort zone and feel very unnatural at the time, you might feel uncoordinated and feel like you're not getting anywhere and life keeps slapping you in the face, but you just gotta keep trying. And that's been my motto for the year. There's been so many times I've wanted to give up on things, like, why don't I just quit all this and go do such and such? And then I call my friend, like, I just want to give up, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you just got to keep going. It's just the sentence she says. And I'm like, okay. And then you slowly start to make traction and things start to pay off. And then it becomes rewarding once you start to nail those little things along the way. So that was going off on a little bit of a tangent. But with friends, I'm so grateful to have met people that are at the level that I want to be at, because remember, we become like the top five people we hang around. Like, we merge our lives into our partner's lives and we become half like them. Or whoever your friends are, like whatever they're doing, we become like that. So I'm very grateful to have people who are, they're all doing side hustles and trying to build businesses, and they're really hard workers and they've got these big dreams and they're going after things they want, but they're also very chill and like don't cause drama. So I think that is probably hard to come by, especially with girls, but all of them are honestly so incredible and patient and yeah, just like understand that life happens and life gets in the way. And when you meet up, you just carry on and things are just as they were before. I can feel some close relationships forming with other people I've met at Bush Doofs and music events as well. Quite a few times I've gone to events just by myself to like a Bush Doof, just to go and meet people, like to the right kind of event where you know the people there are gonna merge with you well, you're gonna be safe, and just gone with the intention to make friends. And this is where this thing comes in. This is why I did that interview with my best friend. Like, not being afraid to be seen by yourself. Like, oh, who'd you come to the event with? Oh, I'm just here by myself. I want to meet people. Oh, cool. Well, come sit over with our group. We're having a fire. We're having a lunch. Do you want a coffee? And like, that's how you meet people. And yes, it might feel scary, but I've got so many like connections that I want to get to know better. And I might also be doing another side business venture or side hustle with someone as well. So that's probably a project for next year, but lots of exciting things in the works. I have also been making a lot of peace with my past, because I did a big long video on my podcast a few months ago, and that's when I was doing all the trauma work and it brought up all these feelings. I was having these crazy dreams for like a month as well. But what I realized is I had to do that podcast to like talk everything out, like in a timeline, and it was like more for me than anyone else, but just like getting it all out, like everything that happened, that was like a really healing thing for me. And now I think like I got it all out of my system, and now I'm really looking at the positives. Like, I'm so happy that I was in Yeppoon during COVID, where like we didn't really get affected by lockdowns. Like, yeah, times were shit and I didn't want to be here anymore. I was drinking myself to sleep and having diazepam because I couldn't sit with my feelings. I was crying to the lifeline every day. Like, they had to tell me to not call as much because you need time to heal. They're like, you need to wait 7 days and like try and do some stuff in between. Like, I was in some bad places, but like that made me who I am. I got a dog out of it. So yeah, and even the last household, like, learned what my boundaries are. Same as in my last relationship, like one of the whole points of it was, I guess, just to have like love that was fun, but also to learn to find my voice and learn to stand up for myself. And yeah, there were plenty of like good things out of it. But if you're someone that feels very angry about your past and stuff that happened to you, because I was holding on to like a lot of anger, and I was having a lot of health issues too, because I just had such bad fatigue that my mind was just affecting my body. I couldn't get out of bed for like a week and a half. I just felt dizzy all the time, like puff really easy, just trying to walk around the house. Like, just everything was such a drag and really took my energy out of me. And now that I've come out the other side, I actually feel really good and really light. Like, the weight is lifted off my shoulders. I dealt with the stuff from my childhood, messaged one of my parents and dealt with all the stuff from my past, and I feel light and ready to go, like ready to take on business, ready to take on the rest of the year and next year. And I've got the bounce in my step. I feel like I've got my complexion back, and it just goes to show that everything is connected. So if you've got a physical pain or issue, it's not always from a practical physical thing. If the doctors can't find anything, check out my other video or podcast episode, The Metaphysical Belief Around Pain, if you haven't, because I go through all the different parts of bodies, like different areas your migraine is in, like are related to different things in your life. Your hips are a fear of moving forward, and your ankles and things like that. So it's actually really interesting. So check that out if you haven't already. I've been reflecting on how grateful I am to have found a partner that has shown me how I'm supposed to be treated. I never grew up with seeing a good conflict resolution. Like, I grew up with yelling every day. I talked about this in a couple of my other videos. I'd never seen how to resolve a disagreement apart from people screaming at each other where all the neighbors can hear, and then went into a relationship with the same kind of communication because it's comfortable to you. So even though I said, oh, I'm never going to be in a relationship where someone raises their voice, because that's what's normal, you still subconsciously go into it. So now I've found someone. I actually brought up something the other day and I just sent a text because I think I was getting my period and I was tired. Like, I was really upset about this thing that happened. And then he didn't come out and say like, yeah, well, you do this, or put it back onto me, or gaslight me, or I don't know, like, take no responsibility. He came out and just laid behind me on the couch and held me. And I was like, oh, this is nice. And then we went to the supermarket and he forgot his phone to pay, and we just live up the road. So I was like, oh, I'll keep shopping, you run home and get your phone. And I thought the hug was his apology for the message, but he hadn't even seen the message. So I was like, oh, what was the hug for then? And he's like, oh, just because I missed you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, but I'll give you a hug now, and just held me in the supermarket. I'm like, oh, this is very nice. I haven't had this before. And like, I'm so used to me not having good communication skills as well, where like I would let both of us in the last relationship would let the fight carry on for half a week. Like, if it happened on a Saturday, by like a Wednesday, we're still doing the silent treatment, like waiting to see who's going to win the fight. So it's just so nice to like have someone that just holds you. And they're like, everything's fine. And then like just tells a little joke or something to like lighten the mood. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that relationships could be like this, or men in general could be like this. So this has honestly been one of the best things of my whole entire year. We've also been working together quite a bit in business because we've got skills in different areas. So because he does photography, I like booked him for a shoot so I could get more marketing material for my social media and my business and a couple of launches that I was doing. And then I'm really good at copywriting and stuff like that, so I was helping him with his website and helped edit all the text for like 5 different pages for all the different shoot packages and the About Me page. And we've been like really intertwining our skills to help each other out, so that is pretty hard to come by and very cute. And yeah, we literally moved in together after only 3 months of dating with no flatmates, and I've never not lived in a share house as well, so that was pretty soon and we didn't know how it was gonna go. But we've lasted all this time and it'll be our 1 year anniversary in a few weeks, so go us. And now into the rest of the tips to audit your life and reset for the rest of Q4. So point number 2 is all about deep cleaning the house and decluttering. So kind of what I touched on before, we just did this big clear out of the house, but go through every room, like maybe just spend a weekend dedicated to it, or do one area per week or something. So like in the kitchen, like even my supplement cupboard is like overflowing with crap that I don't use. So go through your whole pantry, throw out all the old food, clear out the fridge, throw out all the old food, and like wipe everything down, put everything away, all organized. You're gonna feel so excited when it like comes time to cook or do meal prep. And in the bedroom, like clear out all your drawers, deep clean the carpets and things like that, the bathroom, your wardrobe. With your clothes, think about anything that doesn't make you feel like your highest level self. So I still have like baggy clothes and track pants and like my gangster t-shirts and stuff, but I still love wearing them. Like, I feel good when I wear that stuff. But if you've got clothes that are like getting tatty or they don't fit right, and you put them on and you just like don't feel that good, then donate them or throw them out if they're old, give them away or sell them online. I've really been noticing this year, especially working from home as well, like putting a little bit of effort into your appearance, even if I'm not gonna see anyone. Like, I might just go to the gym and like walk the dog around the block where no one even sees me. But even just putting on like a little bit of makeup, or my hair was all greasy today, so I like plaited it and put it in a bun instead of just having gross hair. Just makes you feel a bit more put together and makes you more productive, helps you operate at like a higher energy level because you just feel better, like more put together and more in charge. Tip number 3 is actually getting clear on your goals. So I took mine off the wall and yeah, as I said, why wait till New Year's to suddenly do your resolutions if there's things that you could be changing now? I don't want to be complacent for the last 3 months if the goals on the wall aren't completely aligned with where I'm at. And I don't want to just be like, oh yeah, just wait till New Year's and like change it then and like waste a bunch of time. Like, we can finish off strong. And it depends on where you're at as well. Like, I saw a really cool reel online saying like, you don't need to be pushing hard at the end of the year. You can slow down if that is what your life needs. Like, if you've had this busy year, like, you don't need to keep pushing hard. Like, if you're burning out, if you're feeling really fatigued, if you're getting sick, you're just like not feeling it, like, audit where you're at and what you need to do and what your body needs. So when looking at your goals, write down the goal and like 1 to 3 points on what you can do to achieve it. Not just saying like, oh, I want to be fitter because I've done very wishy-washy stuff like that in the past. How will you know you're fitter? Is it learning a new exercise, like how I didn't know how to do a hip thrust? Or is it running a certain distance, hitting a new squat PB? Is it more of like a timeline thing, like getting to the gym at least 4 days a week? So not even related to like how much you're lifting or doing, just like getting there consistently this many days a week. And not just like, oh, I want to eat healthier. What, how? How will you know? Are you going to be trying to hit 5 serves of fruit and veggies a day, or hitting a calorie or protein target? Or do you want to maybe try out a new recipe each week? Think about what's been hindering you so far and how you will feel when you achieve that goal. The next tip is reconcile your to-do list if you've got notes in a million different areas. I organize my life. I've got this computer program called Notion, and a lot of people I know use it. I use that for more my projects. Like, I've got all my YouTube video ideas, and then I've got lists for different things like launches I want to do for the rest of the year. Like, I want to like did the Beat the Bloat, and then launching the one-on-ones, and then I want to do such and such, and like things with my app, like recipes that I want to try. So I use that more for business organization. And then I've got an app called AnyDo that I use, and it's more like ideas that come into my mind, like, oh, I'll try this cafe to go to if I see someone recommend it online or something, like, oh, I want to make a new workout mix. So I just write down quick thoughts. And then I've also been using my phone app for like daily things for some reason. Like, I don't know why I had it in so many different areas, because I've also got a planner, like this planner. I use the one from Steph Pace, and that's meant to be for daily things, but I'll like have so much crap in there that I can't even prioritize it. And I just got diagnosed with ADHD as well, so that's why it's so stressful. It creates like a paralysis, like, oh, where do I even start? Because we have issue prioritizing things, like, well, I need to hang out the washing and also unstack the dishwasher. I just did 5 hours of deep cleaning today, but I also need to film this video and also reply to these emails and also send this person a message about this thing, and also go to the gym and walk the dog and get groceries for dinner. Like, everything is equal because they need to be done. So it can be very overwhelming as well. And because I've got so many interests, I've got my fingers in so many pies, it was just not a good system. So I actually stayed up late last Friday making a master to-do list in Notion, putting all these different categories in. And I'm gonna read some to you right now, actually, just to give a bit of an idea. So I made an urgent list. So that's more of a daily thing, like anything I need to do right now and like sort out urgently. Then a non-urgent list if it's just like things this week that are like general. Things for growing my business and social media, like people that I wanna collaborate with, different content ideas that I wanna do, and different brands that I wanna work with. And then I've got a category for Sculpted by Plants. So that's my new 7-day free plant-based mini course, and it's all about how to achieve your dream physique on a plant-based diet, because lots of people get things wrong. They like take meat off the plate and don't replace the protein with anything. They don't know what to order when they're dining out. They are confused with things at the gym. They get gym anxiety. Like, there's so many different things. People don't know how much food to be eating because I've been following an online calculator that was incorrect. I asked real people about it, or about the number one thing holding them back and compiled that all into a mini course. So that will also be in the link below if you want to join for free. It's jam-packed with valuable information. And yeah, I've got like a little list of things to do on there, like how often to promote it on my stories and things like that. And also write a couple of emails and do a couple of TikTok videos around it. And then I've got a category for my app, which is my plant-based recipe app. So I'm really trying to get into like up-leveling my food photography as well. Because I used to be really good at it when I was in Yeppoon. I would take the food outside and we had like this big rock pool. So I would take photos of it in beautiful direct sunlight with all these different backgrounds, like so nice. But then in this house, I was struggling because I didn't know how to get the light in the right place and like what kind of background setting to use. And it's just like wasn't the same as living on land where I would like walk around with my plate trying to get the shot. So I want to take some like screenshots of food and like write down what kind of props that I need to buy and different things of what to do to up-level the food photos basically. And also build out a few more of the meal categories as well. I've got a category for one-to-one coaching because I've just opened up limited spaces for nutrition mentorship that goes for 8 weeks. And then I've got a category for Etsy store. So with my modeling, I had this idea to create like actual wall art because I do nude modeling. I find it very liberating and you actually feel like a piece of art. Like I've actually got photos around the house of me like from this photo shoot I did years ago, and when the photographer sent it back, I thought he was sending it to me for inspiration or something. I didn't even know that it was me because it's so black and contrasty. It looked like it was from a magazine. So I want to start actually turning them into art, but now it's like a whole mental process because I'm like, oh, well now I've got to ask permission from all these different photographers and need to add one of their logo to all of the photos and figure out like the sizing of them all and then go through all the old photo shoot folders to find out which exact photos I want to upload and list on there. So that's a project. I thought it would take not long, but it actually has like a lot of moving parts. So hopefully I can get that up and running soon and start to sell my actual artwork that people can decorate their house with. I've got a different folder for social media, like different graphics that I want to create, post ideas like why I believe plant-based diet is the best and what it's done for me, like doing more storytelling. I need to buy a new tripod so I can do more like filming around the house because I've got this one here, but it's like attached to my desk. I've got one for Beat the Bloat, which is my digestion and bloating 7-day course. So I've run it once, but I want to launch it again and just like revamp it a little bit. So I need to plan a launch date. I need to do the whole strategy around that and figure out all the dates of when it's going to go live. So I've got a category for that, a category for DJing. So I need to make my gym mix. I've made it a couple times, but still got mistakes. So I just want to tweak it a little bit. Then another category for general business, like these ideas. I need to get this graphic designer for another free product that I wanted to create, but yeah, I'll need someone to assist me with it to make it really beautiful. So I need to contact all these different graphic designers and like see their rates and like see whose work that I vibe with and tell them the ideas. So it's like I have more ideas than there are hours in the day or days of the week, and I think of my ideas like I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning, like, oh yeah, what about all this stuff, like writing it into my phone, and I'm like, okay, I gotta sleep, and I'm like too excited to wake up, and it's actually becoming an issue. But yeah, the thing for general business, just like ideas that I need to do. And then also finances, like quick things I need to do. I need to get a new car battery, like schedule payments for this other thing, like pay this person for this. And then urgent things to buy, like we had a mouse in the house, so we bought like a little live mouse trap thing so it didn't kill it. And I didn't know that they even existed. So that, and like had to buy a new setting spray for my makeup and present for my friend's birthday, things like that. And then yeah, I've got like another list of podcasts, people that I want to get on my podcast as well for interviews. So this is like a lot of lists. This is what my brain is like all day. And I've been seeing these videos coming up, like what it's like to have ADHD. And I know it sounds so silly because it's like trending at the moment, like it's cool to talk about it. And that's why I like didn't think I had it, because I thought it was little boys who can't concentrate at school. But then I saw this video and it's like this girl laying down and you think they're resting, like, oh, just having a relaxing rest. But your mind is, oh, I need to unstick the dishwasher and also drop my clothes off to this thing and also go to the gym and walk the dog and I also need to bake this recipe and blah, blah, blah. And I always think of like all my business ideas, like the voices overlapping each other, but you're actually just laying there like this and there's like five things going on at once. So I don't know if anyone has a brain like that, but making a master to-do list for the different categories of your life, like I don't think most people have that many categories, but it could be something for like a side hustle you're doing or a hobby, or there's also another one like social, like friends to make plans with, because I actually just forget, like, oh, remember to message them and see, like, set a date of when to hang out. So it can just be little things like that, or you might have a list for the house, like deep cleaning tasks you want to do by the end of the month. So yeah, that's just some ideas on tidying things up to keep it all in one place and get it out of your head. Tip number 5 is auditing your life. So this can be fitness, nutrition, your friendships, relationships, or also your own behavior and habits, because a lot of us aren't actually self-aware as well. We just go through life doing things, but we never even reflect on how we could have handled a situation different or how we can be a better person as well. So do you look up to your friends? Does your circle support your goals and the person you want to be? Or do you feel like they make fun of you for trying to strive for something better or keep you in the same cycle of unhealthy habits and like a low level vision? Like, it's about raising the glass ceiling on what you think is possible. So if you're with people who don't think any of those things are possible, or it's silly if you go after them, it might be time to reconsider who you're hanging out with. And just work on getting into the room of those above you, or those who are where you want to be. I attended a community event recently where it was just like a coffee at the beach and then a breakfast kind of thing with girls who are in the Gold Coast who are into health and fitness. And that was really scary for me to go to something like that, like going up to a group of people and like having to talk to strangers and things like that. But it was also very early in the morning and I turned my alarm off in my sleep every single day. But I woke up 10 minutes before my alarm that day at like 4:50 or something. So that was really good for like a Sunday morning. But what can you do to start to meet or even talk online to people who are doing the things that you want to be doing and just like becoming friends with them, so that you can learn off them, your mindsets can rub off on each other, and you can see what's really possible and how those people are running their lives and succeeding at the things that you are also striving for. And it's not a competition either. Like, I truly believe there's enough success to go around for everyone. Just because someone's doing well, even if they're like a direct competitor, like the people I went to hang out with, I don't even think of it like that. Like, they're probably a direct competitor of my business, but I just wanted to go make friends. And because I'm still kind of new to Gold Coast, like, I just don't think of it like that, because the people who are suited to them will go to them, and I have my own unique thing, so people who find me will come to me. It's never like a thing of like feeling threatened by other businesses or other people. Like, I see it all as friendship and collaboration. Number 6 is digital declutter. I never thought I'd do this, but I actually deleted 1,300 people from people who are following me on Instagram. My business coach told me she did that, and I like, it's easy to get caught up in the vanity metrics. Like, oh, how could you delete people and like make your number lower? But if it's like old spam accounts or like accounts that are unused, or people who aren't your ideal client or ideal audience, people who like aren't who you're trying to speak to, then what's the point of having them there? So it's like a very tedious task, but I actually did that, which I'm very proud of. And quite a few months back, I went through the people I'm following and unfollowed, just like a bunch of people who are just like randoms that don't matter. They're not like the things I want to see popping up on my feed, or the people don't even use their accounts, or it's like very average kind of content that's like not inspiring, or like with clear food photos, it's like blurry and stuff like that. So I did a big clear out of that. Also think about people who don't make you feel like your best self. I recently followed a girl who I think she does IFBB, and she just had such, I don't know how to describe her legs, like a lot of muscle, but the shape of them was still so skinny that it was making me feel self-conscious about my legs, because like they came in so much at the knees, like she was so lean, like I don't know, she kept popping up on there and I was like, wow, that's a nice body. And then as I was scrolling through, I was like, fuck, my legs are like way too big. And then it started making me second guess myself and things like that. So I just unfollowed her just because it's not like the body type that's making me feel like I'm striving towards something better. So people might feel like that about my content as well, but I try to still show like raw moments, or like I did a thing the other day of pose in the photo shoot versus when I was checking the photos and I was like hunched over, my tummy's like that and my butt's flat and you can like see my leg all squishy, like just little things like that, like still trying to show real moments that not everything is like a perfect photo shoot where you're on point all the time with the right lighting and the right pose. Like, yeah, just try to like audit who makes you feel better about yourself and who you look up to versus who makes you feel worse about yourself or doesn't provide information or inspiration that is actually benefiting your life. Other ways you can clear out your digital declutter is just clearing out your computer files. Maybe you want to transfer some stuff to your cloud or your hard drive, clearing out your phone gallery that's been on my list for ages, but just deleting all the old crap so that you can actually find stuff when you're trying to find like photos, like deleting all the old screenshots or like old photos that you haven't chosen, just like clearing it way out and transferring old photos to your computer. And maybe you want to delete the random notes on your phone if you always just like write down random crap like your grocery list, and when you're actually trying to find something important you can't even find it. And also just tidying up your email address to get to the bare essentials, because mine started to get a bit out of hand. There was like all this random stuff, and usually I've just got like a few in there of like things that aren't completed or things that I want to come back to or conversations I'm still in the middle of, but it started to like get quite a lot, and then you like kind of lose where you are and like you feel really disorganized and stuff like that. So I always like to keep my email inbox like to the bare minimum, and just I still get some promotion emails from like clothing companies I like or whatever, but anything that's like unnecessary or that I don't care about, I always unsubscribe just to keep it to like a minimal amount to what's actually important. Number 7 is looking into your health. Is there something that you need to get sorted this year or save up for next year that's been bothering you for a while? I've had some really bad periods. I think I've got something called PMDD, which is premenstrual dysphoric disorder, and that's often paired with ADHD. There's no like diagnosis though. Like the psychologist says like, oh, they just ask you some questions, but it's not like a thing that they do anything about. The only solution for that is going on the pill or antidepressants, which I don't want to do either. I went off the pill about last February and I'm pretty happy as I am. But what I can do is I want to save up for this holistic doctor I found on the Gold Coast. It's like $400 or $500 a session, but she's half naturopath, half doctor, so she can still send you off for all the tests, but also look at a holistic approach and maybe some herbal remedies or natural remedies and lifestyle changes and like actual self-care stuff as well, not just like have some painkillers on your way. So is there anything that you seem to be going through, like maybe you need dental work done or anything like that, anything got to do with your health that isn't optimized? Can you work to that towards it this year, or like make the appointments or find out prices or make it a goal for next year if it's something that's like a bit more expensive or takes a lot of work or several appointments? Look at also what route you want to take, like if it's a naturopath or a doctor, like do you want to go natural or go the normal medical system route, or look at what ways you can adapt your lifestyle to kind of heal your body or ease the symptoms now while you're waiting for that process to happen. Number 8 is looking into ways we're holding ourselves back. I've been listening to I always listen to so many business podcasts and marketing videos and things like that because I'm very interested in it and I like learning about the mental side. But I changed the thing on my wall as well to like a list of like needle moving tasks versus just busy work, because we often just get caught up in the busy work and we're like working so hard but like not seeing results, but it's because we're like doing everything around the thing that we need to do. And this lady said a common example of this is like changing, if you're a business owner, like changing your website logo, and then suddenly you're like, oh no, I can't make any sales because I just decided that I don't like my logo and like no one will buy from me while it's still like that, but it's been like that the whole time. No one cares. That's just another way we're coming up with excuses not to do the thing we need to be doing to like move forward. And I fall like into that kind of trap as well. Last week, I think it was the Sculpted by Plants thing I was launching. And I was like, oh, well, I want to do these cool story graphics with like a white marble. And then my to-do list was so big. And I was like, oh no, I can't launch it to my story until I get that done. But then yesterday I was like, yes, you can. Just copy the text from the website landing page, paste it to your story and add like a pretty pastel background. Like, yes, I can still work on the graphics, but it doesn't mean I've got to hold off on doing all the stuff until that thing is perfect and then like ready to go. That's just a way we're holding, like, well, way I was holding myself back. Last week or the week before, I skipped the gym because I couldn't find the right gym mix to listen to, the right music. Usually I put on an hour mix and I listen to them so much that I get sick of them. And I was going through the whole playlist of all my songs. Like, I just don't even know what to listen to. I'm sick of everything. Then I was like, nah, I'm not going. I'm gonna stay home and make a new mix instead. That is not a reason to skip. Either listen to one of the old ones or like just sort it out and deal with it. So I always talk about intuition, like listening to your body, and that is knowing like what is a good excuse, like, hey, I'm actually really burnt out. I've done some big sessions this week, or I've got such and such going on in my life and I really need to have a day off and just rest and recuperate, versus, oh, I can't find the right music, so I'm not going. That is not a good excuse. So it's being able to decipher between the two and like know when to be hard on yourself and know when to allow yourself to rest, kind of thing. So think about, what ways are you subconsciously holding yourself back in whatever area of life? Number 9 is, how can you step into that next level version of you now? Like, if you were that person today, what kind of habits do they have? How do they hold themselves? How do they spend their day? What kind of mindset do they have towards things? What rules and boundaries do they have with themselves and the people around them and how they are treated? What's their productivity like? Like, do they get up in the morning? That's something I'm trying to work on, not turning my alarm off every single day in my sleep and then thinking my phone is broken, but getting up in the morning and actually starting the day. How can you be more prepared with your food or meal planning? Can you make a healthier homemade version of your favorite sweet treat? Maybe you want to plan a more wholesome, active activity with your friends on the weekend, like meeting up for a walk and a coffee, or going to the beach, or like going to the markets together, or like just doing something cute rather than like going to the clubs and getting drunk. Like, yes, I love to go to parties, but you've got to have that kind of balance in life. So if you were that dream version of you, like, how would they be spending their time? How would they be acting? And how can you start implementing that now? Whatever you say is true. So try, like, I'm still trying to work on this, but try to be aware of how you speak to yourself. Like, whatever you say comes into existence. So it takes a lot of work. This is actually something I'm trying to work on at the moment, but whatever you say is true. If you think, oh, everything is so hard and the world hates me, nothing ever goes my way, like nothing will go your way. But if you try to say, like, it's hard to flip the language when you're not there yet, but think like, I am learning every day and working towards my goals, which you are. So that's a more positive way to view things. Or, the challenges that I've had in life have taught me so much, and I don't know, you get the gist. And if you keep thinking like all these bad things, like the economy is really hard right now. I've been seeing all these TikTok videos and like all the supermarket theft has gone up 20%, and then Coles and Woolies both like boasting about their profits of over $1 billion. But then putting those stupid specials on where they're saying like, oh, this is on special for $35. But the real price is like $20 when you lift up the thing. I've seen so many videos like that. So yes, the economy is bad, but not everyone is feeling the effects. Some people are actually like killing it right now. So just because the world is a certain way, it doesn't mean it has to be like that. And yes, you can still feel the effects and not be able to do things that you used to do, but it doesn't mean it has to stay like that, because people are killing it and people are like honestly doing so well right now, even when the economy is bad. Sometimes even some of the most successful businesses are like built during the worst economic times, because everyone is too scared to start a business during that time, that they've got like a head start on everyone. They've got less competition. I've got like goosebumps talking about it. I don't know where all this motivational talk is coming, but I've been doing a lot of inner work this year. But some of the best businesses are started during the times when the world is struggling the most, because there's like less competition and they're just standing out and they just are confident, like, yeah, this is gonna work. So try to think about your language, even with your body. Like if you wake up and you look in the mirror and you think like, oh, I'm fat, or you're eating something like chocolate and you think like, oh, this is gonna make me fat. It's very spiritual, but it does. But if you think, oh, this is exactly what my soul is craving right now, this is just gonna be something delicious after dinner, like it doesn't have this big negative connotation attached to it. So there's really a big thing to work on, but it takes a lot of intentionality with your thinking to get to that place and realize your current words and be able to change it in the process. And number 10, nothing changes if nothing changes. I wanted to chat to you a little bit about how I can support you in close proximity. Recently, I started up my one-to-one nutrition mentorship slots, but I've really done a lot of work on deciphering what exactly I want that to look like, because my approach is different to everyone else's. I don't follow a meal plan. I've never weighed anything in my life. I don't eat, like if someone gave me macros, which I'm gonna have to do with my next comp prep coach, like I don't know how to sit down and make a meal out of some numbers. I've always lived my life on intuition and like seeing what I feel like. The other night I was getting PMS and also was having like liver pain, I think from having so many painkillers. And like my organ was like spasming and I was feeling nauseous from all the painkillers in my stomach, like eating through the lining. And I was like, you know what? I just want like a big bowl of broccoli. And I steamed it, or I boiled it, which I never usually do. I added some avocado to the bottom of the bowl, some seeds. I've been loving pine nuts lately and I've always loved pumpkin seeds. And I added some hemp parmesan from Pimp My Salad and a few other things like a mingle seasoning. Then I added the broccoli with a little bit of salt and it was so delicious. And most people would be like, ooh, a whole bowl of green veggies. But the flavor that was in there and all the healthy fats from the seeds and avocado, like that just fixed everything. Like I just know, like I know when I open the cupboard, what do I need right now? And I just know. And I was thinking even in bed last night, like animals in the wild, like do you think they follow meal plans? Do you think they struggle with their weight? They are active enough. They eat the right amount. It's just like intuition, but with the world and like us not trusting ourselves, that's why people worry, like, oh, I actually don't know how much to be eating, because they don't know how to listen to hunger cues or cues if you're full, or like how to build your plate correctly based on your body's needs and what you need to nourish yourself at that time. So I've done a lot of work on what I want to offer, because yeah, it's not like a meal plan, do this and you'll lose this much weight, and like giving you however many steps to do or whatever. I want to focus on everything as a whole, so I can do more structure if that's something you like. I've decided you'll get free access to my recipe app over the 8 weeks. So if you're already part of the recipe app, I'll just add 2 months credit to the account, so it's free of charge. And either you can just choose whatever meals you want to make from there. You don't have to be vegan, because say if it's something with mock chicken, you can add normal chicken. Like I use mock mince from Veggie Delights doing like nachos. So if you want normal mince on the nachos, you can do that. I do predominantly plant-based, but I allow you to make it work for you. But if you want more structure, I can put it into like a weekly plan with like suggestions of like this smoothie for breakfast, this meal for lunch, blah, blah, blah. And it's all about learning to trust yourself again and looking at everything as a whole, your routine, your fitness, like are you even recovering properly? You'll get weekly calls to check in and have accountability. We'll work on creating a routine you actually look forward to and can be consistent with long term. Because what's the point in creating this like crazy routine that you can't keep up with, and then you beat yourself up every day, like, oh no, I can't make the HIIT class again that I hate anyway. Change your routine so that's something that you look forward to and something that doesn't stress you out or like wear you out so much. Like just 4 days of exercise a week is enough, with some walks kind of thing, and a type of exercise that you enjoy. Or if you're nervous about strength training and don't feel that confident, which is why you don't like going, how can we improve your confidence and help reduce the gym anxiety and help you feel better about your form and your mind-muscle connection and the tempo you're going at and the exercise execution as a whole, so you feel like a lot more confident and happy when you're progressing. I want you to wake up in the morning, see what you look like in the mirror, and be like, damn yeah, I'm ready to start my day, and like get dressed and just feel like a boss. And when you're getting dressed up to go to town with your friends or go out to some kind of event, you just feel like excited about it, and you feel more confident in the bedroom, like you're not scared for your partner to see you with the lights on or things like that. It's a all-inclusive holistic approach, so it's not just numbers. Like it looks at your lifestyle and everything that influences you as a whole. And I really want to work on your knowledge so that once you finish with the 8 weeks, you've got the understanding to carry on your own and like know why to choose certain foods, why certain things make you feel better than others, so that you've got that knowledge there to continue on for the rest of your life. So there are limited spaces for that to ensure my time and energy is dedicated to everyone completely. So I'll put the link for that below as well if you wanted to check it out. Feel free to send me a message if you wanted to ask any questions about if we're the right fit to work together, or if you've just got any other questions about what to expect. But it's got it all laid out on my website, but I'm happy to answer anything further that you may have as well. So that is all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sure you got a lot of valuable tips. Hopefully I didn't overload your mind too much. It was quite a big little update with some knowledge and tips and different perspectives and different things that I've been going through myself. So thank you so much for the time, for tuning in. Stay tuned for next week, where I'll be sharing that nutrition interview with the dietitian, and I'm super excited to bring that out to you. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and also follow me over on Instagram and TikTok as well at Cassie Amber Wellness. I hope you have a great day, and wishing you the best of health.